Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by Will and Mark on Skype. And today we're gonna listen to a game that Mark downloaded on the PlayStation Store. He's been talking about how great it is. He's going to share a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about Fortnite because we haven't talked about Fortnite enough on this podcast. But there's eight new backpacks that someone data mined out of the code there. And we're going to talk about those, and those are kind of interesting. Also, we're going to talk about the Hungering Deep DLC that's coming out tomorrow for the Sea of Thieves, and that's super exciting. All right, guys, that's all coming up right now. Alrighty. So, Mark, this new game from the PlayStation Store, tell us about that. What was it called?
It's called Detroit Become Human.
Detroit Becomes Human. Okay.
Yeah, and I was just cruising through the PlayStation Store and saw this game, and it was on What's Hot. So I checked it out, checked the reviews out. It got actually pretty good reviews from IGN and GameSpot. It got 7 from GameSpot and 8 from IGN. I mean, mediocre reviews, but it seemed like a game I'd wanted to play. And when I got it, I couldn't put it down. This is probably the most amazing story game I've played in a long time. it's very story driven. It kind of you play three perspectives. You play an office, a detective. You play a girl, like an android girl, and you play and then you play Marcus, which is he's like the revolutionary. And it's kind of like it reminds me. It takes you back to like a slavery. They're just treating these androids like garbage. And Marcus is trying to get a group together to like rise up. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay. So it's a story. It's a RPG. You said, right?
No. It's the developer of Quantico Dreams, and it's more like. Did you ever play Heavy Rain?
Yes.
Yeah, it's from the same developers as them, and it's more like it's got a lot of cinematics in it where you got to like press X, press R1, but it just. The way the story goes, there's multiple endings and like multiple scenarios. It kind of tracks it on a flow chart for you. So you're playing one guy and you decide to like cover one of your partners. Your guy possibly could get shot. And then that's the end of your main character right there. Or you could decide there's like several different options they'll give you on the screen. And you play it out as you go. As you go through the game, you can't get everything and unlock every different scenario. You have to go back and play it again, which I'm definitely going to.
Right. Does it have a permadeath system?
Yes. Yeah. So if you lose... No, like, you play it through once, and if you can go back and change the outcome, change the decision, you can just start over again. But the way I played it is I played true to my decisions. So if I lost a character, I lost a character.
Okay, so it's not like Is it like Fable 1 at the very end when it's like you can either kill your sister or get the sword, and then you're like, but I want both? Or sorry, no, you want to save your sister or get the sword, but you want both, so you make two save files and kill your sister in one, save her in the other, and then you have the sword?
It's similar to that. You can go back, you can do the different decisions and stuff like that, but times that by like a million. That's only one little small decision. This had twists, turns, and then it was really, oh, the good thing about it too is it really made you care about the character. Even the side characters, I'm like, I didn't want them to die. And then if I said the wrong thing and I pissed off that guy, I was like, oh, I'm like, it makes me mad.
Right. Yeah, no, those games are hard to find nowadays, ones where you generally give a shit about the characters. Yeah, most of the time I'm like, yeah, I don't care about you. Like, you can die. My brother was just telling me a little bit about State of Decay 2. He's been playing with Will, and he's just ruthless. So he's like, he was waiting for something to happen so that he could take over one of his characters in State of Decay 2 and then just exile him. I can't remember the story.
Yeah, I remember the story. One of his guys was glitching out, and basically he'd take him out on a mission, and then when he's like doing something, he'd turn around, couldn't find his guy, like he just disappeared. He'd head back to the base, and there's his guy like sitting in a chair.
What an asshole.
Yeah, that's pretty much what your brother said. So he literally just switched. He like, we got back to the base when I joined his game, and he's like, yeah, he's gone. And then I could hear it, like, just telling the guy, yeah, you're gone. Like, I've had enough of you or something. And then, like, yeah, it just didn't go so well. There's lots of swearing in the game.
Right.
Rodney, have you had a chance to play the game yet?
You know what? I have not, because my computer is an asshole. My computer started to run super sluggish since I installed NVIDIA's GeForce Experience or whatever. Like, it was running totally fine until I installed that program, and then my computer just shit the bed hard. And I couldn't even move my mouse. Like, I would move my mouse, and like 25 seconds later, the mouse might move like a little bit. It was just so done. And I took it in yesterday, and they fixed it so far, so I'm installing Fortnite literally as we speak, so hopefully, you know, I can play that. I tried to play Fortnite with Will the other day while my computer was being an ass, and I was getting like 5 frames a second. I was just, it was super broken.
Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, and
it was kind of funny though, because he was like standing beside me, and then next thing I know, he like disappears, and he's like inside the gas station.
Yeah, I was lagging like crazy. And then also for State of Decay 2, I probably opened State of Decay 2 like 40 times, and it's crashed every single time. It's crashed on launch, like it'll show you the logo and then it'll crash. And then the next best I got was it got to the main menu. It's like push any key to continue, and I pushed any key and then it crashed. And then the farthest I've ever gotten was I chose my duo at the beginning, and then it goes into that opening cinematic, and it would get to one particular frame and then crash. It did that 3 times. It was the same frame in that cinematic. I was like, this is some bullshit. So I just want to play State of Decay 2, and my computer's like, no.
Yeah, and your computer's brand new too. That's a problem.
Yeah, I bought it in February, so yeah, it should not be doing this right now. So, I mean, and then I gave my Xbox One to my brother so he can, you know, join this century and not play 360 anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like, I'm hoping now that it's fixed, we can maybe play some State of Decay so you can actually see what it's about. The game's super frustrating, like we've told you.
That's like every game, though. Like, Fortnite, man, I get so salty after playing Fortnite just because, like, I'm getting better at mouse and keyboard, like I was saying on the last podcast, but still, like, there's just certain moments when, like, I would much rather have the controller in my hand, and, yeah, and it would have ultimately saved my life, but then, yeah, I die and I get all salty. I get more salty when I basically die immediately hitting the ground. Like, this happened to you, like, you were gliding, and they, like, shot you out of the air.
Yeah, I get salty with Fortnite as well, especially if you like you land on a building and you can't even get a gun.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah, and you search like 4, 5, 6 rooms, and you have like bandages and med kits and ammo for days, but you don't have a gun. You're like, this is that. It's like absolutely stupid.
Yeah, especially when you know that's where a shotgun should be.
Yeah. No, the worst.
Forget shotgun, man. Even a pistol would be nice instead of like having your axe.
This happens to me quite often where I hit a chest and I'll open a chest and then it's like, oh, like a med kit and materials and ammo for days and, you know, maybe some what are those sticky ones? What are they called?
Clingers.
God damn it. I knew that too. Clingers. And then it's like a white AR. It's like some good, like, you know, a med kit's good. All the ammo's good. The clingers are even useful in 50v50. And then it's just like a white burst. And you're like, no.
I'd still take that white burst over, like, just trying to attack someone with your pickaxe.
Well, I'm sure you're thinking of the same thing I'm thinking of right now is when I got a pistol. This is when the Snobby Shores.
Snobby.
Yeah, we for our listeners, yeah, Will and I and Brandon, BJCMS, went to Snobby Shores probably 100 times trying to get the kills. And, like, we just, you know, we would go anywhere else on the map and we'd be fine. We'd stay alive. We'd get a couple kills. But Snobby Shores, we just could not get any kills. And it just was bothering. And to get 3 kills, mind you. So, anyways, I got a pistol and there was a guy running away with just his pickaxe. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this guy's going to die. This is going to be my last kill on Snobby. And then I'll never have to look at Snobby freaking Shores again. And I missed like every single shot with my pistol and I ran out of ammo and then we ended up having a pickaxe fight and then him and his buddy jumped in and were like double pickaxing me and I died. I was so choked.
I remember that. That was actually pretty funny to watch because I died right on the drop. So I was watching your character and that didn't end so well for
you. No, no. And hey, Mark, I think we ran into our first mobile players yesterday because they were atrociously bad. Like we're pretty bad and these guys were like so bad. Like, yeah, we dropped into the mansion on the far east side of the map. We dropped into the mansion and I got a heavy shotgun, which was awesome. And then Will, you had nothing. You basically had like nades or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, so the one guy comes up the stairs and he literally standing stationary and he's like, it looked like when you spectate Will and he's like before he started building and you like just stand there like a noob. He like looked like that and I'm like, holy shit, I just shot him in the face and he died. And then the other guy was building, but he was like still standing there like super awkwardly, like looking down at me, and he's like super exposed behind his cover and I just shot him in the head and he died. It was funny.
That's nice. Me, Will, and Brandon, and I, and Brian got a couple wins today. It was nice. We went, lost one, won one, lost one, won one. In the 5 games.
Yes. No, we had two wins in a row, though.
Oh yeah, that's right. We had 2 wins in a row, and then we lost one.
Yeah, runners up.
See, I only have the one win still, but that's, I don't know. I need to get another win here.
I had the nicest kill too. It was one of the last people, it was the second or third last person, but she was in a box and I noticed her ramping up and she was a little higher than me. And so she dropped down onto my ramp. I threw up a wall. I moved my, and this was probably pretty lucky. I moved my like thumb, just like I flicked it. And luckily it just kind of, I'm not sure what it's called. When it kind of, when you're close to the head, if you get it close, it kind of feels like it just locks onto the head.
And yeah. Aim assist.
One tap. Yeah, it's you assist. That's it. Yeah.
Aim assist. Yeah. I'm not a good sniper. Like, full disclosure, I suck at this game. So I just, anything to do with this game is just not my cup of tea. But, I mean, it's still fun to play. But yeah, when I get a snipe kill, man, it's a nice snipe kill, mind you. You know, any kill with a sniper is probably a nice snipe kill. But I got one the other day with, I don't think you were there, Mark. Will was there for sure. Yeah, Will was spectating me, I think. And,
no, I was still in the game.
Oh, were you? Yeah, anyways, so we're just running along the field, and then in the distance, I see someone building the stairway to heaven, and they're probably like, I think they're 150 feet away, 150 meters away. So I zoomed in, and I like aimed straight up at his path that he was like, his trajectory that he was running at, and I shot, and I domed him right in the head, killed him. I was like, what? I was stoked. And then, yeah, I saved that one. But yeah, that's like, I've gotten like 2 nice snipe kills in like my whole Fortnite career, and then that was one of them.
You've had a few nice kills when we've played together, though.
Yeah. Oh, with a sniper, you mean?
Yeah, with a sniper, yeah.
Oh, okay. Woof. Must have been a different Rodney. But, I mean, I just recently started liking the hunting rifle because I used to hate them because I don't... Or even the bolt-action sniper, because I'll never hit the first shot, and then I got to reload it, and it's just annoying. But I definitely got the hunting rifle. I had a blue one, and I got a couple of nice kills with that. It was me and Brandon, and it was awesome. But anyway, since we're talking about Fortnite here, why don't we... Will, you were saying earlier that they leaked... Or they didn't leak, but they data mined some stuff in Fortnite. And why don't we talk about some of the new backpacks that might make it into the game?
Oh, I will bring that up right now. But give me one second right here. Yeah, there's 9 new Fortnite backpacks other than the jetpack. So the list is, well, there's going to be a boost jump pack, a carmine, the Eye of the Storm tracker, which we already know it's supposed to tell you where the storm's going to go. That was already released previously in the last patch by mistake. There's supposed to be a glider backpack, an intel backpack, a medic backpack, a missile battery backpack, and a test pack.
All right, well, let's go back through those again one by one, and then we'll kind of talk about what we think those are and what they're going to bring into the game. So what was the first one was the boost. So... Is that just mean you run faster, or what? What do you think?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe it's like a speed type thing that's going to make you run faster and whatnot. Because you already got the jetpack, right?
Yeah. So
boost pack sounds more of for speed.
Man, that's going to increase the strategy that when you're in a squad. Like if one person has a jetpack and one person has a boost pack or whatever, that's really cool.
Run up behind them while the other guy's floating up in the air.
Yes.
Just taking their man.
Even if you get you got two guys sniping, putting shots on them, and you're like, all right, you got the backpack, go push them.
Yeah.
You send them running over there, and then boom.
Yeah, one person can, or they'll be building up on you, and the guy with the jetpack gets a higher altitude on him, shoots at him. I mean, mind you, you're just sitting there in midair, total open season. But yeah, then the boost guy runs around, shoots him in the back with a heavy shotgun or something. Yeah, that's cool. I like that idea. And what's the next one?
A carmine backpack. Now, this one I'm not really too sure, because I know a carmine is a gun.
Oh.
Or no, that's a carbine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A carmine. I wonder if it's actually just a mine. Like, it's a mine, you know, you put your backpack on and then you got a set amount of mines in there, maybe? I don't know. I can't really think of what that might be. Otherwise,
that would be actually pretty cool. Could you imagine, having a backpack and just being able to drop, mines?
But wouldn't the mine be a trap? Like, why would it be confined to a backpack?
Because maybe you can carry more, in a backpack, you know, with a jetpack, you actually get quite a bit of fuel in one pack. So maybe in this carmine pack that drops little mines or something, it's maybe got quite a bit in there.
I don't think that would work. Just that would just bug too many people. Like, could you imagine if you just stepped on a random mine, somewhere out in the field?
Well, it's
especially without there being a little sound or something, or a flashing light, or.
Oh, I think that would be epic. Can you imagine? You just in a battlefield, you run around in where you think the circle's gonna be. You just run around, drop all these little mines, and people are running around, and you just see explosions going off.
No, even better is everyone's getting smarter now with traps. They're oh, there's a trap in this room, so you'll set a trap, and then they'll be hey, there's a trap in this room, and then they'll go around to destroy it and step on your mine. Dirt.
Man,
I don't think they should have nerfed the traps like they did.
No, I agree.
Oh, me either, man. I'm having way too much trouble now getting the season 4, week 4 challenge of a trap kill.
Yeah, but see, I told you the easiest way to do that is when you get a guy down, you got to be fast enough to build a box around him, and you just put the trap on the wall or on the ground.
Yeah, but the only way I'm going to be able to do that is in duos. In squads, it's too hard because, literally, once when another teammate goes down, they push hard.
Yeah, I still need my trap kill, too. And I guess it's Monday, so tomorrow, it's at midnight here when the season 5 or the week 5 comes out, right?
I think 3 hours is what the timer said, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so it's at midnight Pacific time. But
next backpack is the one that we already talked about. It's the Eye of the Storm.
Yeah. which like we said earlier, it's, you know, useful for planning, right? So if you can just, if you know where the storm's going, you can just head straight to the center there, build your massive freaking fort, fortify the shit out of it, and then just snipe some people. It'll be sick.
Yeah, I think this is a cool backpack, but it definitely should have a lower drop rate than jetpacks and stuff like that.
Yeah, there should be like one per match.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next one.
The glider.
As opposed to your already glider thing that you have that you glide to the ground with? Your
I'm thinking this one, though, might be as if you get up on a hill or something, you can literally just glide.
Like it, like Zelda? Like, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Just like Zelda, you know? I think this would actually be a pretty cool addition because, you know, if you even if you build to the sky and say you don't have a jump pack, or not a jump pack, a jump pad.
Yep.
Yeah, you could still glide. Like, that would still be pretty sweet, but you'd have to have the backpack for one, right? So...
Yeah, if you don't have a jump,
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, especially if if you don't have a jump pad and you're getting screwed by the storm, like that'll be a huge help for sure. But then it's only you and not your buds.
Yeah. Moving on is the Intel pack.
I would imagine it'd be to give you information on the players around you.
That's what I was thinking. On your mini map, if you press the button, it might show you if there's enemies around.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, but and just, I would not that one to be out. Like,
that would have to be one per game.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. All these sound like one per game almost, except maybe the glider.
Yeah, because like, could you imagine like four people all on the same team having an Intel pack or something?
That'd be just hot garbage, as Mark would
you
say.
You try to sneak up on them, and all of a sudden they just do like a 180, and it's like, oh, we knew you were there.
Man, I feel like Epic Games is just trying to make items that'll just infuriate a mass amount of people all at once. Like, you're like sneaking up on a guy, and then he just like turns around, domes you. You're like, how does he know I was here? Like, Intel pack.
The one thing we're forgetting to talk about is what do you think the shopping cart's gonna do?
Oh
right,
yeah.
The shopping cart. Yeah, no, I said to Will when he said this to me off the air, I was like, yeah. Little shopping cart you push around and you put all your extra shit in there, like all your med kits and your bandages and all that stuff that you don't want to carry so you can carry more guns, and then you just push that little thing around, and then when you're getting to combat, you leave your cart, you build your walls, you get in your fight, you kill all the dudes, and then you need to heal, you go back to your shopping cart, and that's what I think.
That would be pretty cool. If the other teams get that, like if you get that, the other team shouldn't be allowed just to take it from you, though.
Well, they would have to. Annoying. I think they would have to push F or something, and then have like a loading screen. Like if you know when you open a drop pack or whatever, you go up and you push F, and it takes like 2 or 3 seconds to like actually
open
instead of just like going to the shopping cart, grabbing some bandies, and freaking running away because everyone's gonna do that, right? But if it's your shopping cart, you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, but the way it sounds like they're setting the shopping cart up for, doesn't it sound more like it's going to be in a weapon slot? So before anyone else could use it, they might have to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So yeah, if you use your shopping cart, maybe you can like push it around or whatever, but then yeah, nobody else can push around your shopping cart, but they can take the stuff from it. But like I said, they just like...
Or if there wasn't a weapon slot and you just kind of like... It was showed up like your material, and you just had one shopping cart.
Right.
And you can press a key or whatever.
Sorry, Mark. Mark, say that again. You're cutting out.
I hear Robo.
I said that would be pretty cool if it was by your materials and. You know, then that would work. Like you said, you just press F, and then your shopping cart, another, say, 4 or 5 slots popped up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that, yeah. Or even, it expands your weapon slots. Yeah, that's cool.
It doesn't take up a weapon slot, though. It's just right by your material. It just shows that you have it.
Will was saying yesterday, I kind of chuckled. It's like, oh, I thought they would, like, jump in the shopping cart and, like, just, like, roll into battle in a shopping cart.
That's what it sounds like. On the official description, it says roll into battle solo or with a buddy.
That's funny. Well, that would be so troll-like. like you're hiding behind cover and you just hear the squeak of the wheels of the shopping cart, and then he like rattles in with like a light machine gun and just cleans you out.
Who knows, the shopping cart maybe is useless just like the bush.
What if you were a bush shopping cart? That's some... They'd be like, why is that bush moving in such a straight line?
Oh, no, that would be trolling, man.
No, actually, you know what? What if you, bushed your shopping cart and then just pushed your cart and then it's like traveling down the field and then everyone's like, hey, look, it's a bush dude. And then they like start shooting at it and then that gives away their position and then you sneak up behind them and kill them. Holy shit, I'm a good strategist. Too bad I can't play the fucking game.
Going back to it though, another backpack that's coming in is the medic pack.
This one's obvious. Like, it's probably going to be a cozy campfire on a backpack.
Yeah, like, but they can't make it so you can always heal yourself. Like, can you imagine you have like you take out two guys, you have like 10% health, you go somewhere safe, you use your backpack, and you're back to 100?
No, yeah, like, that's fine. Because it's going to run out of juice just like the jetpack, right? So, you know, it'll probably last like 3 minutes or so. But if you're in 50v50 and it's like, and you're the one guy left on a team, like a team of 25 against one, like that backpack would be invaluable.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I think that would be fine. But yeah, go on.
Another one, the missile battery pack.
Call in an airstrike. You got your 7 kill streak. Get your call in the missile.
That's what I'm thinking.
And
that would be so cheap, though. Like, oh, so we got an airstrike. I'm just gonna bomb this base, and then you guys die. I'd be so pissed.
It'll probably launch missile from the silo.
Yeah, if it was me, I'd wait till like you're down to like the top like teams, right? And you know, like you're just hiding or you're in your base, then you like call in an airstrike like right on top of them.
I would save that till the end, and then they're building your super elaborate fucking fort. Yeah, no, bye.
You look up in the sky and all you see is like this rain of missiles coming down. It's like, well, didn't expect this.
And then
put a roof.
And then he rocket rides out of there, fingering everyone.
If you're gonna do that, then you gotta say do something like it wouldn't do damage. It would just break materials.
No, it would do damage.
It would do damage. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Then
they would. That if they put that in there, that's a huge mistake.
What if you got that?
Hard to say because like. They don't wouldn't even if they actually do like missiles, right? You could see them coming just like a normal rocket, and there'd probably be sound. It would give you enough time to get out of there.
Man, what if you got that missile battery pack? Like you're in like Fatal Fields, and that's the first thing you get, and you just bomb tilted towers and get like 20 kills.
That would just be so ridiculous.
You know, you get like 4 or 5 kills.
Oh, it'd be great. No. I think it's either Tilted Towers or whatever the challenges for the week. So last week it was Snobby Shores. So you just bomb Snobby Shores and get like 12 kills.
Yeah, that would be so cheap. Like, can you imagine you land there, you're just getting a gun, and next thing you know, you look up, you're coming out of the building, and it's just a hail of missiles coming down.
Yeah.
Build.
Oh, and I wonder if building would actually help too. Like you build, a little square with a roof and build a little bomb protection base thing.
It could if you build like enough. Like, you know, with rockets, even rockets will only destroy like a wooden thing, but it doesn't do any damage to the people inside.
Yeah, so that's probably what the safe haven is going to be. And that's going to be cheap too. You'll play against someone like super good, like Ninja or whatever. Be like, oh, I'm just going to missile launch you, and he's going to, like, super, super speed build a brick structure and save his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're on the bottom just watching all these missiles come down in, like, slow motion, and it's like, well, that's the end of that for me.
Yeah. All right, what's this?
It was funny the other day. My buddy was playing, he plays on PC, and it was right before the Friday night Fortnite, and he was playing with another buddy. And he ran into this guy, and he saw him from far away, and the guy starts putting shots on him, and then all of a sudden, he just is building to him at incredible speed, and then Nick's like, okay, I guess I gotta build up at him, and the guy, like, wrapped around him. Nick had no idea what was going on, and he was dead instantly, and he got killed by a TSM guy, Hamlin's, and it turns out he watched the stream later on, called the guy, he called TSM Hamlin's called Nick a potato. he went back and watched the stream later, and then he's like, oh, look at this potato. Right before he started putting shots on him, and then he built to him and killed him.
But wow. If you, I watched, like, Ninja's a big fan of Hamlin's, and he even said, like, Ham's is downright the best builder in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the Friday night Fortnite tournament last week, shout out to the winners, the FaZe crew. They did an amazing job, Tfue and Cloak.
Cloak.
Yeah, I didn't watch those two. No, sorry, go ahead.
The tournament was incredible, actually. Like, there was a lot of good showings. Nick Merckx and PK Cypher, they actually went up against Ninja and King Richard. And, you know, they had a terrible first round. But in the second round, Nick Merckx goes on a 13-kill rampage in Tilted Towers and just, like, gets it close again.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Like, I remember watching previous week the tournament, and... I can't remember who was Ninja's partner that time.
King Richard.
Some
was
potato.
It King Richard again? Oh, okay, yeah. King he went down right away, and they were down like 10 kills or something, and Ninja just went like all in and had like 23 kills by himself.
That was actually so incredible. Even King Richard was like, this is the most incredible display of Fortnite I've ever seen. He was hitting shots that like had no business him hitting. He hit like a 247 meter snipe while a guy's pushing him. He's shotting that guy in the head. He was actually on fire. Like,
yeah,
it was
one of the best matches I have ever seen. So, you know, Ninja, you know, he can have some bad games, but you know, that one bad game doesn't necessarily mean anything when it comes to him, because he can turn it around in one match.
He uses the rage to his advantage. I wish I could do that. All right,
but going back to it, the last backpack is the test pack.
The test pack.
Yeah, I have no idea what this could be. Like,
maybe you enter the fourth dimension and you start testing out new gameplay mechanics. I don't know. That just sounds stupid. I don't know.
I also want to bring up, have either of you checked out the secret base or whatnot just outside Wailing Woods?
Yeah.
The secret base outside Wailing Woods.
Yeah, with the latest patch, like a week and a half ago, they put this new little silo type thing in. It's all metal, but you can't break it or anything. You can't even look inside.
Oh.
So it's got to be something to do with like one of the next weeks, or they're going to keep adding, because it looks like every week they're adding new things.
It's got a, it's got a missile battery in it.
Yeah, Epic is fond of that. Just like adding things in and not telling them, and everyone going, oh, look, this is new. Oh, this is new.
You know what? Like, they're doing a really good job in keeping the game fresh. Like, it's been the same map since basically the beginning, but they keep changing it in ways that keeps it fresh.
Yeah, that is true. I really like some of the newer things. Like, well, Tilted Towers was fun, but it can also be very frustrating. I really like Risky Reels.
Yeah, I like Risky Reels because it has that big tree with usually a chest or two right out the outside. So everyone's like fighting to the death inside Risky Reels, and then you come in with whatever you got from your chest and just start popping people. It's great.
What were some of the newer places? Like, what's the China place? Is that Lucky Landing?
Lucky Landing, yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky Landing, they put in the dance club. Soccer field.
Shifty. No, Shifty was always there.
No, Shifty was season 3 it came in, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. See, Shifty and Tilted Towers came in season 3, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dusty Divot.
The Divot. You know what? I have not had a bad experience in the Divot yet, other than that time when we found that ice cream truck that has 100,000 health. And we literally stood there and beat that thing for like 5 minutes straight, and Mark was off like, you know, doing fucking whatever, and then someone killed us, and Mark's like, oh well, you guys die.
Yeah, I still want to go back to that with like four people and like try to destroy it.
Yeah, if we had Mark's help, we probably would have destroyed it.
Dude, look, I didn't want to be the third potato, so when the other guys came, they just picked you guys off real quick.
Well, like, yeah, you know, we were fine. We got it down to like 40,000 health, and so it would have been helpful.
Yeah, I want to see what, like, that's the only thing in the game that I've seen so far that has that much health, so I kind of want to destroy it and see what's there.
You get materials for, like, attacking
No, you don't get any... Oh, no, you get a material, like, every, like, 1,000 health. You get, like, one material. So, yeah. But you heard a chest in it, so we were wondering, like, what's in the chest.
Yeah.
We weren't just breaking it just because...
they are.
You know, I'd be pretty pissed, but I want to break it for the hell of it and see what is actually there.
Yeah. If you guys listening know what's in there, let us know. Save us the trouble of... smashing 100,000 health of an ice cream truck.
Yeah, it was a little too healthy for my taste.
You could also be trying to use C4 or like a clinger or anything like that to make it go faster.
I was even hitting it in the sweet spot with the shotgun and it wasn't doing much damage.
Yeah. Do you guys use the C4 ever?
Oh, I do. No, I love the C4.
I like the C4 is useful at the end. When they're like, oh, I'm going to build my super cool base that only has, like, 2 actual points touching the ground, and then you just C4 the shit out of that, and then they fall and die. And then you're like, yeah, I win. Except that's never happened to me.
That's how I got all my explosive kills, is with the C4.
Yeah. I hate... what I was saying earlier is when you find, like, ammo and bandies and whatever, and then you don't find a gun. The worst is when you get all those, and then the first thing you find is C4, and you're like, fuck! And then the guy comes in with a gun and you're like, shit, and you just start throwing C4 randomly and just blow it up and then you kill both of you. You're like, damn it. That's annoying. Or same with clingers. You just try to stick them, you just throw them like a mad person.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple things in the game that I will never ever in my life touch. One of those being a white burst unless I absolutely have to. That's like, okay, you got nothing except a white burst. I'd be like, okay, fine.
Before we change the topic, though, we've talked about it before, but now I want to actually bring it up. The PUBG developers are actually taking legal action now against Fortnite.
Actually? Wow.
Yeah. So PUBG Corp, which is based in Korea, has filed a lawsuit against U.S.-based Epic Games with the aim of getting the court to decide if Fortnite represents some kind of copy of PUBG. The PUBG Corporation representative told Korea Times that its lawsuit against Epic was actually filed back in January in the Seoul Central District Court. Epic Games Korea, division of Epic Games, is the defendant. Back in September, PUBG has said they were concerned that Fortnite may only just be replicating the experience of what PUBG is known for. The Korean studio has now said that PUBG is the very first standalone Battle Royale survivor shooter game on the market.
Yeah, I think that they're... like, wasn't... yeah, Fortnite's been around for a long time. Like, it hasn't been available
Fortnite
to
came out last year in June.
I know, but it's been in development since, like, 2012.
So not that long, because they were still working on Gears of War back then with Epic.
Right.
Well, actually, no, they have been working... this game has taken since 2012. I actually read an article about that. This is one of the... it's taken such a long time to make this game.
They didn't have the Battle Royale mode necessarily, but they were working on the PvE. Yeah, the PvE stuff.
Yeah.
And then it just took them, like, a couple months to do the Battle Royale. So, I mean, it's possible they saw the idea and they're like, hey, let's implement that. Let's just make a version of that with our game. But...
So I clear this up. It's like, they don't have like a patent or anything on it. It's not that you can't. So what? Like, they liked the idea and then they implemented it differently.
Yeah, they don't.
There's tons of games that are like that.
They don't have a copyright on the genre of Battle Royale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's the way it plays out with like coming from the sky.
Well, yeah, but how else are you supposed to start? You just spawn randomly in random spots? Like, that's freaking stupid.
I know, but that's where, like, PUBG Corporation is saying that Fortnite is just replicating their gameplay experience. But I think this is a stupid lawsuit in its own right, because how many now Battle Royals have been announced? We have H1Z1, which is another PlayStation exclusive. We have Call of Duty now going Battle Royale. Like, what is PUBG going to do? They can't just go after Fortnite And if the only reason they're going after Fortnite is because Fortnite is so successful, then it's just a stupid lawsuit in its own right.
That's exactly why they're going after them, because they're butthurt that Fortnite took off and it's yeah. similar game.
That's yeah, like, see,
they're like, right here, we have the better graphics and we have the... Bleh.
And like, they don't even have, like, the dropping in is minuscule. What makes Fortnite Fortnite is the building. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, that's what the experience is. That has nothing to do with your game.
Not
and
even
so. What if you drop in? Like, there's yeah. tons of games that drop into combat.
And not even the building markets. Like, you know, the charm the game has, like the little dancing emotes and the costumes and all that. Like, PUBG doesn't have any of that shit. Why, you know, yeah. they wanted you to feel like it was like a military, like, training freaking grounds yeah. or whatever, you know what I mean? But yeah, Fortnite's like, you can be goofy, it doesn't matter, it has its own charm, yeah. right?
Yeah, but I want to bring up a few things here. Like, in March, the PUBG creator, Brendan Green, who's also known as Player Unknown, said in an interview, Fortnite is good for the Battle Royale genre. Overall, it's great that the Battle Royale space is expanding and Fortnite is getting Battle Royale game mode in the hands of a lot more people. That is what he's told The Verge in March.
Interesting. Last year,
PUBG was seen as the number one Battle Royale game, but a lot of that attention and awareness is currently around Fortnite. Epic's game has exploded in popularity and is reportedly a money-making juggernaut. A recent report has now said the free game brought in almost $300 million in revenue during April alone from its various microtransactions.
That's a significant amount of money, too. Like,
for a free game?
Yeah. free, you call it a freemium game. Well, you know what? It's not even a freemium game, because freemium games are, you know, you play them for 5 minutes and then they're like, oh, to continue. Or no, not to continue, but like to, you know, to progress through the game further, spend money. So I guess in a way it's kind of a freemium game, but it's kind of an optional freemium game.
Pretty much completely free. You can either spend money to get the battle pass, or you could buy like the various cosmetic items that they release.
Yeah.
But other than that, anyone can download this game and play it. The only thing they're charging for right now is the Save the World PvE mode, which is apparently going free sometime this year anyways.
Yeah, and...
Hopefully. I would love to try that.
Yeah, I want
to
try that too. And you know what? I have no... We were talking about loot boxes way earlier in our VGN career. But I don't have a problem with the way they're doing it in this game. Because it's like, if you're spending money, it's your own goddamn, like, decision. And it's just like, you know, you go in... And you know what you're getting when you're buying your money. There's no like randomly generated BS. Like, oh, here's the same grip that you have gotten for the last like 6 loot crates. And you know, there's none of that. It's like, here's a cool costume. Here's a cool emote. They're different every day. And you know, you buy the battle pass. You get all these extra things. Like, it's totally worth the money you're spending.
Yeah, and like, how much is the battle pass? Like $11?
Yeah.
11, 12 bucks or something like that.
Yeah. It's definitely worth it. Like, look at all those emotes you get from the battle pass, the skins you get.
Yep.
You know?
And also, if you... Like, I've played... I'm like, level 46 or whatever battle pass, but if you play from level 0 to level 100, you're going to have enough V-Bucks to buy the next battle pass if you don't buy any other stuff in the store. So you only have to buy the battle pass really once, right? And then if you don't spend any more money like me, then you can buy the next battle pass on the next season when it comes out.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, getting from 1 to 100, even bad players can do it. It's just about getting those challenges done and playing games.
Yeah. Oh, Fortnite. Love-hate relationship with that game.
Yeah, I'm going to be going back and playing Fortnite as soon as we finish this podcast tonight.
Well, hey, man, I got to, like, upload it. I want to play too.
That's your problem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. I might play
but
later.
But let's go back to one more thing, because I think we're probably getting close to our time.
Oh, is that my
tomorrow's
cue?
A big release for another game. We have the very first free expansion for Sea of Thieves, The Hungering Deep. So I'm super excited. I kind of got out of Sea of Thieves a little bit because I found it getting a little repetitive with a lot of the stuff that you have to do.
Yeah, and just I got back into Fortnite. Like I dropped Fortnite midway through season 3, and I didn't really play it again.
Yeah, I'm going hard.
Yeah, I'm going hard too. But yeah, no, I was enjoying Sea of Thieves, but yeah, like you, it's like, hey, I'm level like 35 now, and I'm like everything, and I just don't want to do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same thing for me, and I think Mark's pretty much completely out of Sea of Thieves, but I'm hoping we can get him back in for the Hungering Deep so we can kind of talk about it next week, or maybe even Friday.
Find out.
He sounds so stoked. Yeah. So stoked.
But also, Hungering Deep is also adding a couple new permanent additions, one being a drum. So it's kind of interesting, but now we actually can add a percussion to our small group of band of pirates. Literally band, because we all play usually an instrument.
It's like a toy drum. It's like boop, boop, boop. It's like you got no soul. Like the little, I can't even do the little drum noise with my sound effect.
Yeah. They're also adding new ways of communication with other players thanks to the speaking trumpet. The speaking trumpet allows you to shout over long distances if you need any help. Now, I don't see where this could be any help, because if you're talking in like game chat or party chat, usually you can ask your guys for help. And if you're going to use a speaking trumpet and ask for help from other pirates, that's usually not going to end so well for you.
Oh, I can't even wrap my head around that trumpet. That's just so silly. Like, that's just asking everybody to be a troll.
But, you know, you might need the trumpet, right, if you're trying to take on, like, a world boss or something like that, right?
I guess, but, I mean, with the parameters that we know from Sea of Thieves from before this update, like, that just seems... you're at a skull fort, like, hey, little sloop, help me sink this galleon, and they're going to be like, fuck you, and just sink you.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna wait and let you help, and then like right at the end, they're just gonna all take you out.
It's the pirate way. It's like that's how Cole and Terryberry play.
I know. Okay, and also they're adding, I don't know how these are gonna work, flags. Flags can be used to communicate to other players as well. So you might want to brush up on your flag signaling. Well, I have my TCP, so I'm hoping I don't have to do TCP in a game.
Stop here. Don't come any further. Okay, yeah, I know. And then when you go through your Thieves Haven, you're just like, slow. No, the flags. I mean, I know what they're doing with the flags. They'll have like a white flag and a red flag and a whatever other colored flag you use. But I'm gonna be waving that white one quite often for sure.
I surrender.
We'll lose my pirate flag and we'll just permanently fly a white flag.
Yeah. I've thought about this for a while, and they still haven't added it in an update. I really want them to add better radar, but that you can see your other crewmate's name, even when they're further away from you.
Yeah, but I think what they were doing originally with that is you need to communicate with your crew, right? So they're like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, where are you? Oh, I'm on the northeast side of the island. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm on the northwest, so I'll walk this way.
Yeah, but I think it just doesn't work that well. Like, you know, you're like, oh, there's a chest up here. I can't carry it. I've already got something. Can you come and get it? And then you're like, okay, where's this chest? And you're like, oh, it's up on the hill. And I was like, which one?
Yeah. It's up on the hill east, three steps to the... Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
A tracker.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they could add like a firework type of thing. Like you put a firework on the ground and light it, and then it shoots up in the sky. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, over there, that's where that treasure chest is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, they're going to be adding new tattoo and scar options, so you can customize your character a bit more.
Are you still that Japanese girl?
No, I'm not. The white pirate with the big beard, remember?
Oh, right. No, you're the Japanese girl in the beta.
And the alpha.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny how that's... Maybe that got assigned to your gamer tag. It's okay.
Don't forget it was the fat Japanese girl.
Sorry, I was trying to be politically correct here. I can't remember what I was. But yeah, I'm the hook-nose-looking pirate dude with the admiral-looking son of a gun.
Yeah. The next addition is, according to the Sea of Thieves site, is a new threat will be added as a permanent feature. I'm pretty sure this is going to refer to the final boss of the Hungering Deep campaign, because the campaign, Hungering Deep, is actually supposed to bring into some sort of story. So regardless, a new monster will be now waiting out for you in sea starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be timed additions. Now, these are what I'm more excited for, along with the permanent new features. Sea of Thieves will also host a limited time event starting on May 29th. You'll have to hunt down clues to find the bard, Mary Merrick. Now, Mary Merrick is the pirate that you see in the Hungering Deep trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. To get started on the adventure, talk to Bildrats in the Outpost Tavern. Players will receive series of clues and puzzles they'll have to figure out to find out where to go next. Eventually, the players will find Merrick, but then must help him untangle his groggy recollection of the events and hunt down his nemesis. This nemesis is probably the mentioned sea creature,
which we saw from the trailer that we shared on our Facebook page was the Megalodon. Megalodon.
And then there's also going to be limited time items in Sea of Thieves. I'm looking at this brand new ship that's decked out in all Hungering Deep. There is a, looks like a great white, what is it called when it's on your front of your ship?
Figurehead.
The figurehead. So yeah, there's like a great white figurehead. There's black sails with like shark teeth. And the whole ship is completely black with like shark teeth around it.
Yeah, I wish you could make your own logo. Like it just gives you the like a bunch of pieces, and then you just make your own like pirate symbol.
Looking at this now, though, now that you see, I see a great white, and the Hungering Deep sails are literally like a shark's jaws. I have a feeling this new boss is going to be some sort of giant monster shark.
Yeah, that's what Megalodon is. Megalodon.
Yeah, but the picture they released has like the whatever creature it is, he has two eyes on each side of his head.
I'm just remembering remembering pictures of the Megalodon like we've ever freaking seen one. Because it's been a, I don't know if it was an actually like living breathing creature on the earth. Like I don't know if it's a legend
or not. It was.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Okay.
They found teeth and all that.
Right. Yeah, and the teeth was like as big as my whole body.
Well, no, the teeth is about the size of maybe a little bigger than like your hand. But they said the shark would have been around probably 70 feet.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a huge shark.
So, submarine shark, yeah. Also, if you want to look at this, a Megalodon, remember Jason Statham's new movie that comes out in August is called Meg, and it features a Megalodon.
And its secret title is Shark versus Octopus 4, whatever those stupid movies are.
No, it's probably Mega Shark versus Transporter.
Mega Shark versus Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Jason Statham just like takes a random pistol and just like one-shots him with like absolutely no training. He like literally drop out of the womb and just like one-shot someone with a pistol.
Yeah. I'm interested in this actual boss fight, but depending on like if this monster shark is actually underwater, I'm definitely not going to want to be in the water with them, because I'm already like every time you get attacked by like a normal shark, it's like ah.
Well, one thing I that better be in this update is when you beat the Megalodon, we better get the Megalodon chest or something related to treasure for beating the bloody Megalodon, because beating the Kraken rewards you with jack shit.
Yeah, I'm really hoping for more boss rewards. Chests would be nice, but even like, you know, you beat them and maybe you can get some like customization items each time you beat them.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, like every time you run into the Kraken or something, he maybe it will drop you or it unlocks a brand new like Kraken boss customization. So,
yep. Oh yeah, I see. So every time you beat the Kraken, you get a different ship piece, like a different figurehead or whatever. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, like figureheads, rifles, pistols, even like clothing. Like, you know, you could have like a really cool looking like Kraken style outfit.
Man, if you encountered a ship that had like full Kraken gear, you'd be like, bud, how much treasure have you got in your lifetime? Because it seems to, it doesn't attack sloops, it only attacks galleons, and it seems to be when you're like fully loaded to the tits with treasure, like you get attacked by the Kraken.
Yeah, do you remember that one time you and I took the the pirate fort out by ourselves, and then we had that sloop and the galleon chasing us, yeah. And the galleon actually got attacked by the Kraken.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
Like, how lucky was that? But they kept shooting themselves over and then, like, bringing us into the Kraken's dark water.
Yeah, and then I died, and then our ship somehow ended up right beside their ship. We're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm, like, downstairs repairing, and I look outside, I'm like, oh, this is not going to end well.
Yeah.
We still got away.
Yeah, we got away, but we didn't get any of the treasure. That sucked.
No, we did, remember? Because they were still being attacked, we swung around, hit the pirate fort. We didn't take everything. We took, like, the two big chests and spices.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a couple of good runs on that game, and then we quit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm hoping, you know, now that they're starting to do DLC and stuff, the Hungering Deep will really decide for me if this game is something I'll probably continue with on and off throughout the year.
For sure. Mark, are you going to join us for that, or are you going to be like, yay, Sea of Thieves, I'm out?
No, I'll play some tomorrow.
We'll have to harass Cole into joining us. I'm sure Cole's like still playing Sea of Thieves, as that seems to be all he was playing. Oh, no, he's playing a little bit of Splinter Cell. Cole.
He's been on State of Decay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could play State of Decay. But I just got my computer back, so hopefully it'll be working fine for me.
Yeah, you got to send the girlfriend away again next weekend.
Yeah, that was the other piss off too is for the listeners. Yeah, the fiance went away for the weekend to sunny times without me on her own personal journey of growth or whatever the frick it was. So I'm like, oh, I'm so stoked I get to play video games all weekend and just unbothered. And then, of course, I couldn't because my computer was just shitting the bed. I played, like, maybe 3 hours of video games the whole weekend. I was super choked. I just, like, cleaned. Like, I cleaned over playing video games. Like, that's how disappointed I was in my computer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just depressing.
Yeah.
Feels bad, man.
But it felt good after because I had a clean house, so... All right, guys, we should maybe wrap this up. Kind of run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, we should. What are we going to mention and talk about on Friday's podcast?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Hungering Deep, our thoughts on that, and something else. You had something else. What did you want to talk about?
I can't remember. There should be we'll have to go back and kind of visit a few things. I know next week, stay tuned. We're going to have, what would that be? The Monday, June 4th?
We're going to have one on June 1st this week. And then June 4th, we're going to talk about our E3 predictions.
Yeah. So I know the week before E3, the Monday and the Friday, we're going to have a part one and part two of E3 predictions. We'll go run through those. And hopefully you... check those out and then stay with us throughout the E3 weekend.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of coverage of E3. We're going to be dropping news stories, summarizing all the conferences. We're not going to do so many podcasts. It's going to be mainly videos and news articles. We might do one podcast after E3, just kind of summarizing the whole thing. But it's going to be super awesome coverage. So join us here on VGN for your exclusive E3 coverage. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for watching. I mean, listening, because you don't watch with your ears. The Video Games Now podcast, and let us know your thoughts on our Facebook page and all the other social media pages that we have that no one seems to be interested in. Twitter being one of those. I don't use Twitter. My own self. I don't know. It's just, man. I have Facebook. It's good enough. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways,
please give us a like, share, anything.
Anything.
Help us out.
Anything.
Drop a like, boys and ladies.
Yes. And then we got a new shirt coming out soon. It's really funny. It makes me, every time I look at it, it makes me laugh. So hope to share that with you guys soon. Anyways, thanks a lot. And we will see you all on the next one. The Bay.
Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.